AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems, improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com.
Welcome to AutoLine Daily. In today's show, a look at September car sales, the Corvette Z06, staggering 0-60 time, and Tesla teases a new car. But first, we'll start with some of the reveals from the Paris Auto Show. Well, Fiat continues to expand the 500 lineup. The newest entrant is a compact crossover called the 500X, which shares a common architecture with the Jeep Renegade. It's powered by two diesels or six gasoline engines, but only three will be available at launch. The engines can be mated to a 5- or 6-speed manual, 9-speed automatic, or a 6-speed dual-clutch transmission. The 500X is also offered in front and all-wheel drive. The car will be built in Italy and sold in over 100 countries, including the US. Do you remember Volkswagen's fuel-sipping XL1? Well, the German automaker has taken some of the soul from that car and put it into what VW calls the XL Sport. As you can see, some of the exterior design characteristics are carried over from the XL1, but then were massaged to give it a more aggressive, sporty look. Similar tricks from the XL1 were also used to improve aerodynamics and keep down weight. The XL Sport comes in a shade under 2,000 pounds and has a coefficient of drag of just 0.258. The engine, however, was plucked from a Ducati motorcycle and comes in two-cylinder form with a pretty staggering 197 horsepower. The car can hit 100 kilometers per hour in under 6 seconds and tops out at almost 170 miles per hour. Volkswagen is only building 250 XL1s, so if the XL Sport even makes it into production, I think we'll see a similar number of units. Well, Infiniti is giving some hints to its future with this wild-looking concept vehicle called the Q80 Inspiration. It's a four-door hatchback that features some pretty sleek lines across the whole body, a slightly new interpretation of the automaker's signature grille and suicide doors. Under the hood is a hybrid powertrain that includes a twin-turbocharged 3-liter V6, which cranks out 450 horsepower and is said to be a precursor to a new family of engines that will be introduced within the next 2 years. The simplified interior has a unique HUD for the driver that only shows information important to him or her. The front passenger gets their own personal HUD, while each rear seat passenger has access to a touchscreen. Oh, and look, another wild-looking concept that hints at future design, the Toyota CHR concept. Powered by a hybrid powertrain, the crossover takes the automaker's design language to a whole new level to give a look at what Toyota would like to bring to the C-segment market. And speaking of Paris, this is why John isn't in the anchor's chair today.
AutoLine is at the Paris Auto Show. We're going to be posting interviews and new car reveals all day long, so check it out at AutoLine.tv.
Dow Automotive Systems, driving solutions in automotive, commercial transportation, and aftermarket with innovative products like Betamate structural adhesives. Lighter, stronger, safer. DowBetamate.com.
Earlier in the week, we reported that analysts were predicting strong sales in September, but that's not quite what happened. Wards had forecasted that the seasonally adjusted annual rate would hit 16.7 million units, but the SAAR last month actually came in at 16.34 million vehicles. Car sales in the U.S. totaled 1.24 million units, a gain of 4.7% on a daily selling rate basis. But that's the lowest they've been since February, when most of the country was frozen solid. But let's look at the winners and losers from last month and start with the winners. Mitsubishi had the largest gain amongst automakers in September, posting a 33% increase. Mitsu was followed by its Japanese rival, Subaru, which recorded a gain of 25%. General Motors came in at number 3 with over a 14% gain. The General was followed by its crosstown rival, Fiat Chrysler, and Nissan. Both automakers posted a 13% increase in sales. Okay, now let's move on to the car makers that struggled in September. And Volkswagen led the way, well, so to speak, recording a 22% drop in sales. VW was followed by Jaguar Land Rover, which saw its sales slip over 13%. Tesla is next, with sales falling 11%. Ford saw its sales drop by 7%, and Hyundai rounds out the list with just over a 2% drop in sales. And now we have some pretty jaw-dropping stats to report. When equipped with an 8-speed automatic transmission, the 2015 Corvette Z06 can run from 0 to 60 miles per hour in a staggering 2.95 seconds and complete a quarter mile in under 11 seconds. Those times do drop slightly with a 7-speed manual. Well, it looks like the horsepower war may be starting to heat up, and Ford hasn't even thrown its hat in the ring yet with the new Mustang. And in other GM news, the company announced pricing for its new compact crossover, the Trax. When it hits dealerships this January in the U.S., the Trax will carry a starting price of $21,000, and it will cost an additional $1,500 for all-wheel drive, which is offered on all trim levels. While all other major automakers are unveiling cars in Paris, Tesla CEO Elon Musk announced on Twitter that the automaker will unveil a new car next week. Musk says in the tweet, and I quote here, "About time to unveil the D and something else," end quote. It also includes this teaser photo of the car and a reveal date of October 9th. As we told you earlier, Tesla sales are down, so it definitely could use some more products. And before I sign off, make sure you catch tonight's Autoline After Hours. Our guest is Jeff Nowak, the chief designer at Ford's virtual design house called Studio 2000X. That show will be available tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on our website, autoline.tv. And don't forget to check out our coverage from the Paris Auto Show. Again, just head to autoline.tv for all the latest info. But that brings us to the end of today's show. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.